From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for gathering with me once again around the Word of God. As I am taking a holiday break during July, two guests will be bringing messages from God's Word for the next few weeks on our programs. Dr. Lindsay Wilson of Castle Derg Free Presbyterian Church will be speaking on our Monday morning programs, and the Reverend John Gray of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen will speak on our Monday evening broadcasts. I know that you will enjoy their ministry, so please continue to tune in. Tonight at 9 o'clock, I will be concluding the series of Bible studies on the things which will announce the near return of Christ. And I will also play the final extract from the sermon entitled Looking for the Dawn. Free copies of this sermon are available to anyone who contacts me requesting one. Now here is the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. After which, I will be turning to John chapter 3 and the verses 8 to 21 for our final study of Christ in conversation with Nicodemus. Here's that hymn, It Is Well With My Soul.
Even so, it is well.
Please turn with me now to John chapter 3, and we're looking at the verses 8 to 21. Here we have the Saviour's concluding remarks to Nicodemus. Now, these verses contain some of the best known statements in all the world. They certainly are among the most precious statements ever to fall from the lips of the Saviour. The unbelieving Nicodemus was highly favoured by Christ, in that to him these words were addressed. Does this not magnify the mercy and the grace and the long-suffering of God toward sinners? Of course, let it be remembered that each one of us are favoured by God when we have an opportunity to hear the gospel. I well recall the first time I heard the message of Christ plainly presented. It was on a train to Portrush on Friday the 27th of March, 1964. And I heard the gospel from some Christian girls who happened to be sharing the same compartment on that train. As a result of their witness, I was converted 9 days later on Lord's Day, 5th of April, 1964. In these closing words of Christ to Nicodemus, notice that the Saviour identifies unbelief as the great stumbling block to salvation. In the verse 11, the Saviour says that he spoke of things that he knew and had seen. Those who reject his witness must surely understand that they make him a liar. This is emphasized by John in 1 John chapter 5 and the verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. This is the solemn consequences of rejecting the gospel. You call God a liar. Furthermore, the Saviour tells Nicodemus that doubting his words means that he can never understand anything of heavenly matters. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Verse 12. Christ will not teach those who call him a liar. What a serious matter it is to doubt the gospel. This is what the Saviour made clear to doubting Nicodemus. The Saviour labours to show Nicodemus that faith is the means by which salvation is received. The verses 14 to 17 are among the greatest statements of the gospel granted to men. I can do no better than read them to you this morning. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, through him, might be saved. The Saviour refers to an incident recorded in Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 to 9, where God instructed Moses to make a brass serpent, put it on a pole, and those Israelites who were dying from the poisonous bites of serpents, sent as a judgment against them because of their sins, could simply look in faith to that brass serpent and they would be healed. Sinners have only to look to Christ in faith and they will be saved. No baptism, no church going, no good works. Simply the look of faith saves. That is what Christ says here and says it repeatedly. He came to save sinners by dying for them on the cross and bearing the punishment of sin that was due to his people, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. These are the words of Christ. will you not believe what he says? The Savior also taught Nicodemus that unbelief springs from an evil heart. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Verses 18 to 21. Rejection of Christ is an indication of a love of darkness, an unwillingness to receive the light. A rejecting of Christ is to remain under condemnation when mercy is offered. Indeed, it can but increase the condemnation under which the sinner dwells when they refuse God's ordained means of mercy and escape. Where there is a believing of the gospel, then light has entered, and there is an orientation toward the light, as the bloom on a flower reaches toward the light, so with the soul that believes in Christ. They seek more light. They turn their face toward the light. They lift their face toward the Son of Righteousness, even the Lord Jesus. Thus the Savior leaves Nicodemus with a solemn warning of what unbelief and doubt will bring upon him. It needs to be said that these words of Christ resulted in the conversion of Nicodemus. The last reference we have of him is in John chapter 19 and the verses 38 to 40. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. May the words that you have heard today cause you in like manner to openly and boldly own Christ as your Savior, irrespective of what men may say or do. May God bless you through His Word until we meet again around the Scriptures. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.